At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A cyberbullying bill known as David's Law could be up for a vote in the Texas Senate as early as today. It's named for high school sophomore David Molak, who died by suicide last year after being bullied online. Senate Bill 179 would require school districts to identify and track the activities of student cyberbullies. Schools would have to notify the bully's family, and if the threats continue, the bully could face criminal charges. San Antonio Senator Jose Menendez authored the bill.
We want to find out who these bullies are and get them the help that they may need. In other cases, too, if you continue to ignore what's in the law, that you will be held accountable.
But some education and suicide prevention groups are raising red flags. Some say the legislation is more about punishment and less about suicide prevention. Menendez says his bill does both.
It is a delicate balance, because a lot of people, you know, they're concerned we're dealing with minors. They're worried about the potential for more minors to get caught up in the penal system.
School counselors also oppose David's Law because it requires them to serve as mediators between the person being bullied and the bully. The Balch Springs police chief has fired the officer who shot and killed 15-year-old Jordan Edwards last Saturday. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports Dallas County's investigation continues.
Balch Springs Police Chief Jonathan Haber said he terminated Officer Roy Oliver's employment Tuesday for violating several department policies. He wasn't more specific because he said Oliver could appeal. At a weekend party Oliver and his partner were called to, Oliver grabbed his rifle and shot through the window of a car that was driving away. The rifle fire killed Edwards, who was a passenger. Haber said county investigations continue.
It is very important that the Sheriff's Office and the Public Integrity Unit able to conduct their thorough investigation of this officer-involved shooting. My department will continue to be responsive, transparent, and accountable.
A statement from the Edwards family expressed gratitude for the officer's termination, but the family says it awaits his arrest for murder. The statement also said Jordan's two brothers were in the car with him as they experienced the trauma of watching their best friend die. The family says police treated them as criminals and arrested them. Reverend Ronald Wright, with a group called Justice Seekers Texas, was also at Tuesday's press conference with the police chief. He supported the chief and department, saying they're setting the right example.
When we get these type of incidents that happen all over the United States, Balch Springs has reacted immediately to it and took action the way it should have.
The Edwards family has asked that there be no protests or marches in their name as they prepare for a Saturday funeral. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
9 in 10 Texans think it's harder to talk about a mental health condition than a physical health issue. The one place where it's easier to talk about mental health, the Texas legislature, where a handful of bills are speeding through the House with near unanimous support. Among them is a proposal to enforce the mental health benefits in many insurance plans. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs Project, Lauren Silverman reports.
Here's the idea behind what's called parity for mental health coverage. If your health insurance covers cancer treatment, it should also cover treatment for depression or addiction.
You know, enforcing mental health coverage on par or in parity with physical health coverage is not a new idea. However, it's really the enforcement of it. It's where some gaps in coverage has existed.
That's Texas State Representative Fore Price of Amarillo. The Republican is chairman of the House Public Health Committee. He spent months researching weaknesses in the state's mental health system.
And so what we heard were stories where folks, you know, believe and have coverage in their plans, but they weren't always being adequately provided.
For example, someone has a $20 copay for a doctor's visit, but a psychiatrist visit costs $40. Federal parity laws, which were expanded under the Affordable Care Act, make it illegal to handle mental health differently than physical health. Dr. Andy Keller, CEO of the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute in Dallas, says lots of people don't know that. That's despite the fact that 3 in 4 Texans have a friend or a family member who's experienced a mental health issue.
Well, either they have a mental health condition, their loved one does, family member, someone important to them, just exact same percentage as cancer.
Like cancer, depression, anxiety, psychosis, these are treatable conditions. But Keller says the longer the delay for therapy or medication, the trickier and more expensive treatment becomes.
It's basically like cancer. If we wait 7 years, you're going to be at stage four, you're going to need to be in the hospital, it's going to be really hard to get you back and healthy again. If we wait 7 years before we treat your psychosis, you're going to be cycling out of jail, homeless. You don't feel very hopeful.
Research shows more than half these people can, with treatment, get back to having productive lives.
But the resources we put out there are maybe 1 in 10. Have those folks get access to that kind of care?
And instead of it becoming easier to access mental health care over the past decade, it's become more difficult. That's what a new major national study in the journal Psychiatric Services reveals.
So in other words, there's actually a greater proportion of adults who lack access to care and insufficient money to purchase necessary medications for their health care than there were prior to the recession of 2008.
Dr. Judith Weissman is an epidemiologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center and the study's lead investigator. She says 1 in 10 distressed Americans in 2014 still did not have health insurance that would cover seeing a psychiatrist. That's a slight rise from 2006. Also up, treatment delays.
It does seem to indicate that many of the barriers that were in place prior to the Affordable Care Act are still there.
So what's missing? In part, Texas legislator Price says enforcement of existing laws and a place for Texans to bring their complaints. That's why he authored HB 10, which is now in the Senate.
Part of HB 10 was to create an ombudsman, which would help both providers and consumers navigate the insurance market and have a place to not only express concerns, but to make sure that, you know, coverage that they're paying for is actually enforced.
Price, who's authored a handful of other mental health bills, says it's been refreshing to work on an issue with such bipartisan support. In the minefield that is healthcare, mental health may be the one thing just about everyone can agree on. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Thunderstorms are expected for North Texas today and should continue throughout the afternoon. Some might be severe. The National Weather Service in Fort Worth says damaging winds and large hail are the main concerns. There's currently a 70% chance for showers and storms with a high near 75 later today. Tonight, there's a 50% chance for storms with a low around 52.